Oh, now y'all just want to talk about Keisha going to shop.
Whenever you're ready, Louis T, because I got to hear it first, and I'm not going to say nothing because I'm a Mace fan, but I'm digging on Cam the way that I think he would kill that versus. But
listen, go back and listen to what I played.
Did you finally play Hey Ma or any of that? Because yeah,
later on.
I'm gonna listen to it, but you know we're here for this Keisha Cole and Ashanti beef.
Oh, it's no beef.
Okay, versus whatever you want.
It's a battle of
who has the better Niggas Ain't Shit songs. Really, really.
Well, sure. Neither one of them will win because Mary J owns that.
You're okay.
And wait, hold on. Let's start at the 8-minute mark. And welcome everyone back to the Versus Podcast.
Yo.
Forgetting to look at what episode this is.
But it's like 14.
We've been on the hit list for a while.
So we, you know, they just announced a new Versus, so we got to do a preview for you. I'm going to go around, and I am your host, the Inquisitive Mind of Louis T. I am OLT Podcast. I got the whole gang in here. I'm going to probably be kind of quiet and just listen. And we always start off with ladies first. Who we got?
Hey, y'all. It's me, King Quee, your favorite.
Hey, what's good, everybody? It's your boy, Scotty LaCura, New York City native, Wilmington, North Carolina resident, and hip-hop journalist.
I'm digging that. It's your boy, Mr. Evo, a.k.a. the Fluffy Fellow. Just here to rock with everybody today.
Yeah. And make sure you are following us on Instagram. It's Versus Podcast. Also, check out playlists and stuff. Usually in the description on Apple Music for the most part. But looking at the analytics, most of y'all are listening on Apple anyway. So we are talking about the Divas.
Sideburns versus the Gap. Divas? Sideburns versus the Gap.
Wow.
I can say that though. Y'all can't say it.
Ashanti versus Keisha Cole. So I gotta say, and this is actually gonna be one of our fantasy verses that we just never got around to doing. So we're trying to rush to get this out. That's why we need to get this content out to y'all. But yeah, this is something that's been rumored for a while, and finally got the ink dry, as Swiss said. So, how are y'all feeling? Like, who is excited about this besides King Quest?
I was about to say me.
I'm excited for the R&B culture. There's always been a conversation about who was the better lead lady but who had the market for during the 90s in 2000s, and I personally I'm gonna go team Ashanti all day long. I feel like she has a more better body quality of work, but you know, I think this is good for the culture. I think especially for R&B people who are into R&B, I think this is perfect for them.
Yeah, I think this is gonna be fun. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun, you know, New York versus California. So I mean, you know, I gotta roll New York on this one. But
oh gosh.
I'd lose my New York card if I didn't.
Well,
thanks.
Who's from California?
Keisha. Ghetto Self.
She's from Oakland.
She's from California, but most of her work that she did was done in Atlanta area.
Well,
she's basically the Jeezy of R&B.
She's to go with Jeezy.
No.
Yes, she did. Well, she dated Jeezy.
Oh, she used to go with Jeezy. Yeah. I forgot about. Yeah, that's right. They did the song together.
That's why, you know, Gucci wrote that verse in his song.
But anyway.
Oh, damn.
Yep.
That's but true.
Honestly, with this, I'm really excited because I love both of their music. It's kind of like Brandy and Monica for me all over again. Ashanti was my childhood, like my, you know, preteen, teenage years. And then when I started dating, here come Keisha with all those feelings that I've always felt with those good old songs.
I mean, I gotta say, I know Keisha by name, and when I go back and I hear her songs, like, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah, you're not really missing nothing with Keisha. I feel like
what?
Set. I mean, okay, listen, you are a female. You're gonna have a different perspective than me, and that's cool. As a male, I mean, she made good records, but if I look at the actual impact on the R&B and the R&B movement into rap, I think Ashanti had the bigger influence on being able to gel not only hip hop, R&B, and pop. I think she was the more better package and made more of an impact than Keisha did, and that's just because most of Keisha's stuff was drama. Her music was surrounded by drama. Her life was surrounded by drama. We know her because of her mom and sister drama more than we know her of her music.
Okay. No. Yes, she was drama, but it wasn't drama. That's pain. Like, Keisha went through some real stuff. Like, we could really relate to her. Of course, you being a man, you're not going to understand because most of her music is talking about, you know, men. But however, the stuff she went through was real life stuff. Like, it was stuff we could relate to. It's plenty of songs where I could be like, damn, Keisha, how did you even know I was going through that? Ashanti really had like little baby love songs, like, oh, I'm so in love, happy. Like, it was real, but it wasn't real. Like, Keisha's stuff is real. Like, you could really feel her pain. I wouldn't say that she didn't have a big impact. She did have I wouldn't say that either one of them had like a big impact transition in either way. It was just Ashanti was more of, I don't know, she was just brought out with Murder, Inc., so they made her that, like, goody-goody girl, the princess type thing. So, of course, she's going to be come off like that. Keisha came out raw, gutter. Like, she came out, she just how she is, raw. Ashanti was kind of more of a bubbly type thing. Like, they made her this type of image. So I wouldn't say that she was more drama. It's kind of just how they were brought up and what they were centered around.
Okay, I mean, I can accept that. I'm still just looking at the body of work. I strongly feel like Ashanti would easily destroy Keisha in this versus. And I'm, just because I'm talking about full body of work, full body. I mean, she was attached to a lot of Murder, Inc. songs, but, you know, she also collabed with a lot of very talented artists.
As did Keisha.
And I think she did, but not to the extent of Ashanti. Plus, I strongly feel like Ashanti's career has been a lot longer than Keisha. She's put out more music than Keisha has. So she has a bigger catalog to go through where people know their solid radio play songs.
Mm.
So that popularity portion. Now when we talk, it seems like the verses is being set up where, you know, we talked about the electoral college versus, you know, the populational vote. And I feel like these are one of those situations where, like, the streets are going to go for Keisha all day long because she's gritty. She tells the truth. She's honest about what she's going through. She shares it in her music. As to where Ashanti is more popular because of the mainstream music that she was a part of.
And you want to know what's so crazy? You know, that you said that the streets would go for Keisha. And honestly, I have seen way more Ashanti's is going to win than Keisha. And I thought the same thing that, yes, maybe Ashanti. I thought, Ashanti definitely has way more hits than Keisha. Until I seen, like, them side by side, that little photo that y'all sent us with their song side by side. And I was kind of like, dang, Ashanti is about to have a run for her money because Keisha has a lot of great songs. And that's the thing. Everybody wants to put it off mainstream. But what people don't realize, a lot of those hits are ones that aren't mainstream. Like, a lot of their best songs. Like, even some of some of, like, Kanye, some of his best songs to me are the ones that he didn't put out. So see, I don't always go off of the mainstream.
But that's going to be a different level of music. Like, so yes.
Okay, well, let me put it R&B way.
I'm saying there are certain things
Beyonce hasn't released that's great that I feel like is amazing, since we're going to go R&B. There's, I mean, I feel like sometimes it's not always about what you put out mainstream, because sometimes those mainstream songs aren't that great. Because Ashanti has some mainstream songs that are terrible.
But it's a versus battle. It's a battle of what people know. Like, okay, so when we talk about R&B, and I know Scotty and them aren't really like on this level with R&B, but we talk about R&B. We talk about how the Monica versus Brandy. What hurt Brandy? The fact that Brandy played songs that, albeit they are dope and people are loving them now, she played them when it was needed to be a popularity vote.
Honestly, I don't even remember the songs she played that weren't popular ones.
And she played all I'm gonna tell you what killed Brandy. She played
what things killed off her new album. Moesha poems. That's what killed her.
Nah, it was the fact that she played songs from off her new album that had only been out for a couple of weeks. Like, that's what killed her.
Oh, yeah, she did just drop B7 right before then.
You know what I mean? Like, so when you're doing a versus, you're going to play what people hear and know. It's definitely, because, I mean, if we're going to take a vote, I'm going to vote on something that I've heard before. You know what I mean?
Gucci and Jeezy, though. You said it needed to be more mainstream, but guess what? More people know they're underground than they're mainstream.
Well,
so you can't really say that.
Yeah, you can say that because that's a different scenario. Gucci Mane is not as, when we talk about mainstream records being played, he has a whole lot more underground music and mixtapes than Jeezy does. But if you look at Jeezy and the songs he played most of the music that literally was being played on the radio a large part of the time. So, yeah. So it's a different comparison with those two, because I think Scotty put up the stats, like, how many nominations does Jeezy have for all the work he's done? How many, you know what I mean? Like, so we say the same thing for Keisha and Ashanti.
I mean, but really, do awards really matter? Let's be real.
Well, it's not even about the awards being matter. It's about the
bragging. It's the bragging right.
And the recognition. Look how many artists are so great
that don't have those bragging rights, because they aren't going to be geared towards the people who run that.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You can't even use nomination stuff like that, because, I mean.
But I think you can.
I think you absolutely can use stuff like that, because that goes along with like the tail of the tape when you put these two people side to side. Like, because that goes along. It's like just with a boxing match. Like, they say, this person weighs this much. This person weighs this much. This person's reach is this. This other person's reach is this. You know, like, this, that's all part of.
Is the champion of, has X, Y, and Z belts. Like, those all come up. So when you talk about a Grammy nominated award winning, that's different than somebody who is an honorable mention.
So I do have a question. Do you guys think that they'll be able to use like songs that they wrote? Because that's where Ashanti's going to kill Keisha at. Because she's wrote a lot of hits for people too. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, if they're gonna be... I think that's, there's a no holds bar for that, because Babyface did the same thing. Like, I mean, even though he's an artist himself, he played songs that he wrote for Michael Jackson.
But
for,
see, with him and Teddy Riley, I would expect that, because they both, you know, kind of did that. I don't know too many songs that Keisha wrote for anybody.
Because, we never know. But, I mean, honestly, I think what it comes down to is for these two going against each other, and I feel like she's going to definitely, Ashanti's going to have the backing of Murder, Inc., and heavily on this one.
She's definitely going to have that. And the Murder, Inc. songs are going to kill Keisha.
And how she places the order. Like I said, they can go match for match. I think Ashanti is going to always pull ahead just a little bit, because she has some strong classics that everybody bops to even now.
I just know when Keisha dropped, I should have cheated. Ashanti better come swinging.
Or she can do
that. Yeah, I mean, that's one song, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's... The, like I said on the, my comment, I think the one song that you
sometimes you, got to lose a battle to win a war. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, there you go. Here we go, philosophy, man.
Yeah,
I like
yeah
that.
You would know.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Shots fired. But all right, so
are
my,
we, got, are we having judges this one again?
Go ahead, Lewis. You're about to say something. I'll fall.
Oh no, I was just taking a jab, Scotty.
I knew shots was being fired.
My, are we doing? Are you going to play the songs again? Are we going to judge them?
Oh, I mean, I wasn't doing a mock battle this time. I was just
if y'all feel so strongly about it, y'all can do it.
I'm not. Y'all don't want me to pull out.
No, get your playlist. Get your playlist ready. And I mean,
well,
I'm
saying y'all don't want me to pull out my Keisha collection. That's what I'm telling y'all.
But the reality is that it's about to go down for real. I'd rather, like, with mocks, I think they're better when we don't know what's going to happen. I'd rather talk about it after the fact because it's going to be realistic what they played, not a gesture game. Like the Mason and Cam, we don't know if that's really going down yet.
I mean, it's been said, really think they should do that, though.
We'll see. We'll have to see. I mean, about we know Ashanti is gonna bust Keisha heads wide open.
Ooh,
and,
I don't
you
think
know,
so. Y'all said
Long Island style.
Said, Long Island style.
Or Keisha can come through Oakland style and give her some real Cali stuff.
All I know is that this is gonna be a good one. There's only one song that matches for match, and you got to play Tupac versus Biggie. You have to. There's no other choice other than that.
Oh, and I hate to say it, but Keisha's gonna win that one.
Oh, I don't know.
You're bugging. What?
I don't
That's
know.
That song with her and Tupac? Oh my god.
Oh yeah, it's fire. I'm not saying it's not fire.
Although I do love that. I love Unfoolish. Foolish and Unfoolish. That listen, that song right there, Foolish itself could win Ashanti a bunch, but Unfoolish, yes, that song was it. But that song with her and Keisha and Tupac, oh my god. I'm more of a Biggie fan anyway. So for me to like say that is a yeah, because I'm definitely.
I get it. So, do y'all think? Because sometimes these verses are very like well produced. Like I feel like Snoop Dogg and DMX, that was produced where they had those songs kind of like sequenced together. Do you think this might be something like that where it's kind of sequenced together where they would have those songs?
I think it makes sense. I mean, that's like when you write the contract, there's going to be two requirements. You got to play Biggie versus Tupac, and it's got to be something that people know. Otherwise, you're going to look because they can't have another Brandy Monica situation.
Yeah. Well, nobody's going to be out there reading poems and stuff, so we'll be good. And
we just can't afford to have that.
I definitely don't think nobody's going to be out there preaching like Jeezy was, so we'll definitely be good.
So Quay, who wins the mom battle? Yeah, I heard people talking about Ashanti's mom. I guess mom and
man. Frankie went that all day. Frankie is it. Like who don't know? I can't even remember Ashanti's mom. She just has sideburns like her.
Nah, Ashanti's mom.
Y'all crazy.
Mom
Frankie winning that.
For real though.
Ashanti's mom was the better manager. Ashanti's mom was the better manager, and she put her in the right position. Although, she...
Yeah, doggy style
say,
for
I was
going to
say, although Irv was a part of it, it was still a better management job. Because we already know Irv is messy. I love Irv, but that brother is messy.
Very messy.
Yeah, I mean that's like a whole
like Birdman messy.
That's like a whole like South Side sort of ties thing and stuff. Like it's like a weird entangled thing where like
Ashanti's definitely gonna win that when she plays South Side.
Ashanti's mom was I think she ended up like buying Prodigy's grandmother's dance school in Jamaica, Queens.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
And stuff like I think it's something along those lines because I know Shanti's mom, she owns a dance school, and I believe in Prodigy's book Ashanti's mom went to his grandmother's dance school, which is generally this. It's not the same dance school, it's in the same It's in the same area. So Ashanti was actually supposed to, she was originally going to sign to the Infamous Records, actually. But something happened and the deal never happened. So that's when they got with Irv after that. So that's how that deal came about. Keisha Cole, I can't really tell you how her deal came about. I just know Ashanti read Prodigy's book.
Keisha, you know, she did what she had to do.
Keisha was grinding for a while, and she was really trying to find a way into the industry. And
she found it.
She because she was I'm not trying to be rude. Because she was a hood chick, she was definitely more firm when it came to her career than a lot of females were. Her story is, I think, similar to Eve's story.
I don't even think it wasn't more so that she was hood. It was honestly, she came from the bottom. Like, she knew, like, Keisha went through, she was in foster care. Her mama was on drugs real bad. Like, her sister raised her. They bounced from house to house. So hers was more like, she had to grind to get where she was. Like, that's why I think I respect her so much more. Not saying because that Ashanti had to hand it to her, but no, Keisha really grind for hers. Like,
Ashanti definitely grew up more privileged. Yeah.
I agree with that 100%. Although I'm not picking Keisha to win, I do have a very big respect for her. Her vocals are ridiculous. The girl can sing. She's extremely talented.
Keisha, all day, every day. It's no doubt about it.
It depends on what kind of singing you want.
It's not no type of singing. That's like
it is. No. Because there's. Okay, so I have an opinion, and people don't agree with me. Faith Evans is an amazing artist, but I don't think that she has the best vocals we've ever heard. I feel like she's good. I feel like her career could have gone a lot better had she not had Biggie issues and gone through all the other stuff that she went through. But she's not like one woman that I would be like, if I'm talking about some of the greatest vocalists, I'm not putting her on my list. I'd put Kelly Price before I put Faith Evans.
That's fair.
I mean, that's fair. But it's Kelly Price.
But Kelly Price's career, she's not considered a.
It didn't match what the voice should have done.
She never got should have done for status. It. And I feel the same way with the two. I think Ashanti has a very pure, classically trained type voice, and then you have Keisha, who has that nitty gritty church, make you feel something deep inside what she's saying voice. So I think they have
they've got
two different dynamics of voices, and so that's why I say I think she's an amazing, I mean, for what she does and who she is, she's great. But Ashanti's more classical. That's why I think her voice is a little more timeless because it's more controlled. So listen, she does got a hit.
I was gonna say she does got a hit with saying the word baby like 50 times.
Yeah, well,
that was my jam though.
Just that.
Yeah,
that was my jam. And then she remade it with DaBaby and Keisha and Megan. Did it all over again.
Staying relevant, man. That's right. It's relevancy. It's what it is.
There you go. There you go with that freaking word,
bro. Hey, I'm in the music industry. It's what you call relevancy. Is what it is. It's the reality of it. You may not like it, Scotty, but it's a reality.
I wouldn't say, but you can't say that because Keisha's still relevant. Like they both still put. It's not like Ashanti put anything of hers.
When was the last time Keisha dropped something?
Keisha just put out something like last year. She dropped a whole album last year. What are you talking about?
Hey, we said that about Cameron.
Who even listened? What did Cameron put out this year?
Purple Haze 2.
Was it a Corona album? Because who was going to remember that?
What? What did it got to do with a Corona album? Like, He put out music.
Did he put it out during
Corona? All of these albums that came out of Corona.
Did he put it out when Corona first came, because we were really, you know, distracted. A lot of things were going on. I don't remember it.
I don't want to hear excuses. I want you to go ahead and go look for it, listen to it, and then talk about it.
I'm probably not going to do that.
Damn.
Yeah, unless he's got on that Pink Panther jacket, I really don't want to hear it.
Well, he's dancing in the streets. That should make you semi happy.
Nope.
Yo, Cam's Instagram is actually hilarious.
I really, honestly, after Love and Hip Hop, I really haven't really liked Cam on like that. So, yeah.
Oh, you come with Keisha vibes.
Yeah, definitely Team Juju. Huh?
I mean, I ain't mad at you for, because I'm Team Juju all day long. I don't care what anybody does in the world. Juju is it.
I bet you are too, Juju.
I didn't watch Love and Hip Hop, so I don't know.
I didn't either, but Cam and Juju been together long enough where, and I'm a Cam fan.
And so Keisha Cole was just recently on Love and Hip Hop as well, where we had to take in her Childish ex fiance Booby.
Hey, listen, Booby Gibson, man. When the baddest basketball players that never do anything.
Oh, I wouldn't say all that, but hey, he was out there, you know.
Nah, but he was talented. He just didn't.
He didn't do it right.
He didn't do it. He's another Sebastian Telfair.
I just think that this one's going to be very, very interesting because they both have great, great, great songs. Keisha has, but see, that's also the other thing. They both have different types of songs. Like I said before, Ashanti was very. Like, her first album was R&B-ish, but her second one was definitely pop-ish. Her third in Concrete Rose was definitely pop. That's the thing. Hers is a mix in between, so she can gear towards more people. Ashanti, Keisha giving us that pain, and we gonna feel that pain.
Keisha was for the streets, like I said. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a big difference.
It's not.
Well, you know what for the streets exactly. means to these kids now.
Hey, are you? I'm not a kid. Do that.
Listen, I'm a grown man.
I'm a grown lady.
The streets means a bit different for me than these young kids is talking about.
I know. I know what you mean. But I just
wow. Like, all these jabs at our age around here, like wow. Nobody talked about y'all because y'all was marching with Martin Luther King and stuff. But okay.
First of all, I'm not that old. Okay, don't try to go there. I'll be 36 this month. So will Scotty. So
I'll get.
Not only do I have him on the wall, I've seen the brother speak. I had to bring that up. I'll
make sure I get you guys canes for your birthday. Don't worry.
Wow.
Monday. Do that.
You. Oh, your birthday's Monday?
Tomorrow.
Oh, yay.
I'll be expecting that cane. I could use one.
I got you. I have some Hennessy attached to it.
Okay. Sold.
What are we doing for your birthday?
Working.
It's Monday. What you trying to do on a Monday?
He's working.
Just because it's a Monday don't mean we can't get lit.
We can meet him at Cloud 9 and let him make us a drink.
Nah, I'm off. I'm actually not working.
What?
I'm off.
Let's get lit.
Sure.
Hey, we could. Matter of fact, tonight, by the time they hear this, it'll be already, your birthday will be passed. But yeah, we could.
Oh, I'm down.
Cloud 9 tonight.
I'm in the middle of cooking right now. Y'all have to give me some time.
Oh, wow. You definitely can. You definitely can.
Y'all funny.
You know what? I love that idea. I don't understand why that wasn't brought up at first.
I really wasn't trying to do anything. Yeah. Shit, to be honest.
Look,
thank Scott, you, bud.
I'm gonna tell y'all this right now. Scotty done passed by my house and dropped his son off, and he went home. But Scotty's trying to chill.
You guys are so
old. He would have hit me up if that was the case.
Yeah.
That means Scotty, you drove by my house probably.
I think yep.
probably. Yep. We'll not discuss routes on the podcast. But, yeah.
I was gonna say now I know where everyone lives.
But yeah, real quick, so Key said about her albums, Ashanti's albums, real quick, I just want to give up a couple stats.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So, Ashanti's first album peaked at number one on the Billboard. Second album, Chapter 2, peaked number one on the Billboard. Third album, Concrete Rose, peaked at number 7. Fourth album, The Decoration, peaked at number 6.
Oh, yeah, that album was terrible.
Oh, it gets worse. Ashanti, the 7 Series EP, peaked at 142.
God, she put out something after that last one? Honestly,
yeah, the last, honestly,
Concrete Rose should have been the end album, of it.
The last album Billboard has for her officially is Braveheart in 2014, which peaked at number 10.
Yeah, she should have kept it. She should have ended at Concrete Rose, to be honest.
So, let's go to Miss Keisha. First album, The Way It Is, peaked at number 6. Second album, Just Like You, peaked at number 2. Third album, A Different Me, peaked at number 2. Woman to Woman, fourth album, peaked at number 10.
Mm.
Calling All Hearts, peaked at number 9. Point of No Return, peaked at number 9. So her first 6 albums were all like peaked within the top 10.
That's because Keisha has better hits. Gonna throw that out there.
Yeah,
I don't know, even just looking at the list that y'all sent, it's gonna be a real tight race.
Yeah, I mean, I would say again, I definitely don't have a horse in this race. I'm more familiar with I'm more familiar with Ashanti, just off of, I know Ashanti with knowing like, okay, that's Ashanti, and I even know the songs that she wrote. You know what I mean? Like, I know she wrote songs for J Lo and like a few other ones. I don't like until it comes on and someone like, and I mean no disrespect, but this is gonna sound so disrespectful. Keisha Cole could be Blue Cantrell for all I know. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, if one of her songs came on, I wouldn't identify and be like, oh, that's Keisha Cole. Like, well, except for a couple of them. Like, I wouldn't even know, like, you know, that's Keisha Cole. But,
well, see, this is the thing. She was in all top 10, and I think that's great for Keisha. But look at.
What just happened?
Mr. Eva.
Hello?
Did he get hurt?
Can you hear me?
Oh, now we can hear you.
Yo, I don't know what happened. Okay.
Yep. I think it did that to us because it's maybe, don't know if there's too many people or I haven't figured out why.
I was saying, so I think we have to look at what happened for Ashanti at the tail end of her career. She's going through a battle with management, with Murder, Inc., trying to find somebody to produce her. Because when Irv Gotti says that you're tarnished because of personal issues, that makes it hard for somebody to get out. And then she had the issues with Nelly. And she tried to release an album with Nelly, and it did not come out great.
I really loved her and Nelly together. I was sad that didn't work.
I mean, as a couple, they were great. But musically, you can't do that.
Yeah, because he was sucky and she was sucky. Who was going to listen to either one of them?
Okay, first of all, I'm not going to even touch that anyway.
Nelly lost me with Tim McGraw, to be honest, but hey.
I'm sitting here thinking, what the hell happened to Blue Cantrell?
Beyonce happened to everybody.
Yo, what is Blue's everyday life right now?
She actually is well known on the smooth R&B circuit. She does a lot of she has a lot of new songs, but they're not mainstream radio plays for us. But if you listen to Sirius XM, she's got a lot of music that they play on there.
Yeah, she's you're like, definitely an R&B-er because I haven't heard since Hit 'Em Up Style.
Yeah, she's the same. She's in the same thing as Avery Sunshine.
Who's that?
No, Anne Marie.
Sunshine. I love Anne Marie.
No, Anne Marie. Never mind.
She was definitely a good one too. That got taken out. Oh, maybe we can do Blue Crane Trail versus Anne Marie. The two hit wonders.
Anne Marie will cook.
Yeah, because what did Blue Crane Trail have by that one song?
But you know, a lot of people say there's a lot of rumors on the internet to say Blue Crane Trail is kind of blackballed. You know, because she may or may not have had a relationship with.
Oh, Jay-Z, yeah. Well, she's before, definitely out of the picture now. Beyonce. See you. Why are we?
Why this nigga name his daughter that?
First of all, we're going to watch.
First of all, try not to
talk about Beyonce and her children. Okay, let's move on.
Yo, if you can't take it, get out the kitchen.
Try not to talk about B and her kids. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Hove had a hand in naming the kid that. Like, what was that conversation?
Probably because
like,
Jay-Z would never even give Blue Control this time of day, so that probably never even happened.
Oh, here we go.
So, yeah.
Back to
Keisha and Ashanti.
Just like Jay-Z didn't know who Superhead was.
So, back to Keisha and Ashanti. Looking at this list that y'all sent. Yeah. Oh, she does have one non-mainstream hit on here. That Movies, that was on her first album. She didn't put that out. There's honestly like 3 or 4 songs in here I don't even know what they are. From Ashanti. I know all of Keisha's songs. But no, it's like maybe 4 or 5 on here I've never heard from Ashanti. Like, I never heard Still on it. Never Should Have. Or those last ones.
So how do y'all? I guess this is gonna be more so Mr. Evo and Quay. Like, does Ashanti when she just has like a? And I think they brought this up on the Joe Budden podcast. When Ashanti just play like a verse from a Ja Rule song, is that gonna get her as much weight if Keisha's like doing?
Absolutely
a whole, like,
not,
verse
because I know exactly what you're talking
everything.
About. That Mesmerize. With her and Ja Rule versus Last Night with Diddy, that was pretty much all Keisha. She made that song. One little hook or verse from Ashanti is not going to, no.
Okay, not until you just said Mesmerize with Diddy did I remember the song.
You know what?
I just remember that, but it wasn't for Keisha's part, it's because Diddy sounded horrible.
You're a hater. The only song that she really had like a big part in where she was featured was Southside with Lloyd and Always. Dang, never mind. She really wasn't even on Always. Yeah, just Southside with Lloyd because she sung the chorus to What's Love. She sung the chorus to Always On Time. And she sung the chorus for Down For You. She wasn't like really on the song. What does that have to do with her? She just wrote it and got booted from the song. It was supposed to be her song, but Irv Gotti chose J-Lo instead.
Because she was probably having sex with that Nelly guy instead of him. Right, I tell you to get my putani away to somewhere.
Well, if I was just Ashanti, I definitely would have gave it to Nelly before Irv anyway. I would have instead, but really, I mean, if you really look at it, the songs that she's featured on, Ashanti's just singing the hook or the verse. She's not really in it. Keisha's really in the songs that she's featured on.
So you said, yeah. for you, that means something.
Because it's not really you're doing is singing the hook. Like you're just singing. The verse, like the chorus, I can sing that. You're not really putting any input in there.
But you sung it.
Well, if she wrote it, yeah, but she, it's still not hers, though. Like, it's not, it's a, for me, it's a difference. Like, because in.
So, okay, let me think about, like, with those songs where she's on the hook on it, would they be as good if you took the hook away from it?
I mean, you can't really say that because the hook is the song. Would it be as good if somebody else sung it? Yeah, probably.
So why can't she? So why can't she use it? If
I mean, she can. She can use it, but it's not going to hold any weight towards.
But the hook is the song.
But listen, you're missing what I'm saying. If Keisha comes through with the hook, the chorus, and a verse, and all you're serving is a hook, who you think is going to win that battle? She come with a 3-course meal. Ashanti just come with an appetizer.
But okay, all right.
It's got to be some. You know, sometimes the appetizer so fills you up.
This is the thing too. You got to think. We're talking about music. What is the thing that most artists work on the hardest? Is the hook, because it's what you remember. So if Keisha doesn't, I mean, if Ashanti plays a hook and people are rocking to that hook, then it counts because it's a memorable hook and it's a signature of hers.
Yeah, she gonna come with that 2-second hook, and then Keisha gonna come back with the hook and anchor and everything else.
This is definitely gonna be an interesting versus. I will definitely say that.
Cause I didn't realize it until he just said it. Like, really, I didn't really think about that. Like, her features really are just her singing the chorus. Like, when she plays What's Love, that's all. She just gonna play the chorus, and then what? Cause the rest of
she sort of has a verse in that. She kind of has a
oh,
little...
Oh, yeah, she can't really use that. I mean, she's going to play that one little part.
and the hook.
I don't know. I think Keisha kind of... Keisha might have her. She
depending on what Keisha plays, that could be enough.
It can't...
Just depending on what she plays, that could be enough.
What can Keisha play that would get the point?
She could play I Changed My Mind with Kanye. She could play Play Your Cards Right. She could play Trust with Monica. She could play I Changed with Jaheim. She could play a lot. Enough of No Love with Lil Wayne. She could play a song with her and French Montana. Should I Keep Going? She could play that song with her and Sean Paul. Like, she has a lot. She could...
But all those songs.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I haven't heard the song with Sean Paul in a long time. Was she only on the hook, or did she have a verse on that too?
I gotta listen to that one again, but I think she.
I think she was only on. She was only the hook.
The question is going to come down to popularity. You know, that's going to be what's going to be the kicker.
You know what I think it's going to be? It's going to really be which one really moves you. Like, at that point, which one is going to get you more, like, which one are you going to be more into, or which one is going to get you hyper? Because...
Hey, the fans are going to be the real winners.
That's what they said about Gucci and Jeezy.
It was good for the culture. Negro...
No,
Gucci was definitely the real winner.
Jeezy was the real winner.
All right, well, you know, they say you win some, you lose some.
But you live to fight another day.
And Gucci lived to fight another day. That's all I'm going
to
say.
A valuable lesson learned, so it evens up for me.
Yeah.
My final thoughts are that it's going to be good for the culture of hip-hop, I mean, from R&B. I feel strongly that Ashanti is going to win it. I think that Keisha Cole will definitely give her a run for her money.
Well, my final thoughts is this is going to be amazing, especially for the women. I feel like we haven't had one in a while, and not a good one at least. And I think it's just going to bring back, you know, it's going to be a good night. It's going to be a really, really good night. I can't wait. I really cannot wait for it. Check out my snaps during that versus.
Yeah, I think this is gonna be dope.
Well, oh yeah, I'm gonna have to do it. I'm gonna have to watch it afterwards. I forgot.
The verses, I think.
Oh yes, please be sure you guys to come out on December 12th and check us out at Club Dior for the So Icy party. It's doors open at 8. Your favorite bottle girl would be there.
Where's Dior at? Let people know.
It's on Front Street.
Especially us old guys, us old guys who've never been before.
Oh, we'll welcome you, old people. We have wheelchairs and all types of canes for you guys too.
Wow.
It used to be 141 so what, North what Front. Dior it was like a restaurant. Okay. Yeah.
Daryl's old spot.
And.
Your birthday, man. What? Tell people what your last thoughts and any other on the battle and what people can find you at.
I think that you know what? I think this is actually going to be really friendly. They're going to like sit there and be nice to each other and shit.
I mean, I think so too.
Very complimentary, very just positive. Oh, I love that song.
I don't think it's going to be that.
You're going to hear a lot of that.
Positive, but I think they will be very like uplifting, complimentary. Like Keisha has changed so much. She's not, you know, the old Keisha. She's changed a lot. So I think it will be a lot of appreciation towards each other. Not really much.
Yeah. Like it's gonna be a beautiful thing. Like we're gonna get almost the same vibes as like.
I personally can't wait to see what Ashanti's wearing and what kind of hair she's going to have on. Can't wait to see her wig.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Let's
see what Ashanti is not wearing.
You're such a man.
Ashanti has been killing the gram lately.
I can't wait to see what kind of wig she has on. She's definitely been killing the wig game lately.
Yeah, Ashanti has been killing Instagram lately. I agree with you.
Hello. Hey, Ebo, before we go, what college did you go to?
I went to the great North Carolina Central University.
Ew. You were right, Lewis. Ew. That's so gross.
I went to the best.
Whoa, don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Yes. All I said is both of y'all went to HBCU.
I'm glad we've had those conversations before.
And you didn't remember.
If we're going to HBCU, that is always, I don't care what HBCU people went to, if it's Livingston, Shaw, St. Aug,
because you just literally chose anyone to go to.
The dreaded all right.
You went to the ghetto. Ooh, child, the ghetto.
It's Sunday. I'm trying to stay prayed up. And
I know you were prayed up in that ghetto school, weren't you?
In my most holy faith. So,
it's cool. Aggie Pride.
Amplify.
All right.
Yeah. So, final words are.
Mr. Evo, you got any final words?
Final words are, listen, I think this is going to be great. I'm excited to see what goes down. Decide to see, you know, which Keisha we get, which Ashanti we get. I think it's going to be really good. It's going to be really enjoyable. It's going to probably be the same vibes as the Erykah Badu, Jill Scott collaboration. So we'll definitely see it, but I'm excited.
You know, that was the only one I really felt like it wasn't even a versus. Like, I didn't even take score of that one or even, like, go back and forth. Like, that was just such a good
vibe. How could you? You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, you really couldn't.
How could you?
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm taking score of this or not. I don't know if I'm even fair to judge it. I think I'm going to let y'all.
You know what? I think it's fair. I think you should take score, Lewis, because if you're not a fan of Keisha and you hear something that you're like, oh, I could rock with that, then at least, you know, we know you give her a fair point.
I'm going to give both of them fair points because I'm fans of both.
Okay.
Don't do that.
I'm not. I wasn't calling you out. I wasn't saying anything. I honestly was not. I was saying that it's nice to have somebody who doesn't have a dog in the fight to actually be able to score something because they don't have a preference.
That's so true. I really don't. So see, I'm not really calling. I chose Ashanti at first, but after really thinking about it and looking at the list,
This is what y'all Aggies do. Y'all wishy-washy. And this is why I needed Lewis to be the median for us so that we can have a legit, you know, response.
Sounds like he calls y'all wishy-washy.
Wishy-washy, Scott. Like, I really feel like he just came for us.
I think he called y'all wishy-washy.
He said me and you. He didn't say.
No. I'm talking about you Aggies. Don't put Scotty in it. Don't put Scotty ain't got nothing to do with it. Scotty is neutral. He's Switzerland right now.
He's only going for Ashanti because she's from New York.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
pretty much. So hide in that.
I can say I'm not that. I can say I'm not the person
that excited
to see.
Oh, wow.
And Gina Thompson.
Gina Thompson?
Who is Gina Thompson?
Ooh, I mean, keep it cool.
Oh, my God. Carson Wentz. Are you serious? I'm sorry.
Look her up. Look her on Gina Thompson.
Oh,
all right, so with that,
yeah, I think you should just you're going to really be a good neutral because you aren't really. I can't say it because you keep calling the girl Blue Cantrell and everything, so maybe you are Team Ashanti.
I mean, I'm just more familiar with Ashanti. Like, I'm definitely Team Murder Inc. You know, Irv's my man. Like, but you know, he's my man's man. Like, I don't know Irv, but my people do business with Irv, so. You know, hey.
I feel you, loyal to the soil. Yeah. I got you.
But yeah, just definitely tune in and see what we think of the battle because you can tell it will be interesting afterthoughts. And make sure you click the links. I'll provide Ashanti Keisha Cole playlist in the link if you're listening to this on Apple. Make sure you follow us on Versus Podcast on Instagram, and you know, and check out our individual things. You can follow the people that I follow. I follow
Insta
Quay on Snapchat, and
I'm going to send you guys my personal Keisha Cole playlist, and I'm going to send you my Ashanti playlist in the group chat.
And you can follow the Fluffy Fellow at Mr.
Yeah, well, that's changing. Just go Mr. Evo 84 and we're fixing
underscore 84. Okay, on all platforms. and where can we find the hip hop journalist at?
You can find the hip hop journalist on Facebook, also on Instagram, Ill Scott Heron, and Ill Scott Heron also on Twitter. I've kind of started doing a little stuff on there, so. You can catch me there. And yeah, that's basically it. You can catch me here journalizing on Versus Podcasts.
And yeah, if y'all made it this far, thank you. Definitely go make sure you check out the Cam versus
Mason Becker.
Me and Scott did another mock battle. Maybe one day, you know, personally. And this is not just me talking to junk. I think I mopped them up. And maybe we'll get a round two.
I would love to. Okay. You know what?
All right. All right. Now you're really bugging now, man. Like I was trying to be like humble. Like, all right, now we're.
He did.
All right. Now you want me to you want me to be Mason, you be Cam. Okay. All right. We'll do that.
And then guys, make sure you tune into our Beyonce versus everybody battle.
Really? Really?
Yep, for Quay's 2021 birthday.
Yo.
Yes, January 1st, 2021, be expecting the Beyonce versus everybody.
No, your birthday is not in January. You just had
How about Mother's Day?
No, listen. All right, listen, Linda. Huh? Listen, Linda. Listen, Lauren.
Here comes the haters.
We're not doing all that. Why,
said Linda.
Why are you being so extra? I mean, it's not that. It's not necessary.
Why can't we give Beyonce her flowers?
We already gave to her flowers. She's on Disney.
She's got a million. She's got like a garden.
You know what I'm saying? She's on Disney. Like, just leave her alone.
She's
good.
Got Central Park full of flowers, yo.
I just think that we should give her flowers, and you guys are being haters.
Nah, it's not. I'm being a realist.
Who's she, Prince of Keys? We got to get flowers at her feet. Like,
I mean, listen, hey, man. If we're gonna get Beyonce, then we got to do a Michael Jackson tribute. We got to do a Prince tribute.
I am Prince. All here for that. I'm all here for a Michael Jackson versus Prince battle.
No. We're not gonna versus them. I would never verse those two.
That's impossible. That's like impossible.
Whitney Houston said impossible is not even a word.
Shoot, we can do a Whitney Houston versus Beyonce and see who wins that.
Why would you even do that? Whitney versus
Beyonce? Don't tell me that.
Because Whitney's gonna destroy Beyonce. Vocally. Say something smart. Say something smart about that. Because you can never
smart.
You can never say that Beyonce can hang with Whitney Houston. She's your idol's idol.
I'm not gonna take this Beyonce disrespect. You guys have a blessed evening.
I just want to tell the Beehive if the Beehive is listening, these thoughts are of this Evo 84.
Hey, send them through, bro. I don't mind at all.
I like.
She is the queen. Yeah, leave me out that shit too.
You are safe. Okay.
And
you should apologize.
Blue Cantrell.
No, not at all. I think Blue was a valid response, my brother.
You know what? I'll see y'all for the next battle. I don't have to take.
Still name your daughter that.
Bye, guys.
All right, guys.
All right. Take care. Have a good one. Chat.